KJO time is 9:32. Special guest in the house. Very special guest because she's family. Susan, it's been forever. You got to get that microphone right next to you, girl. You remember that.
Okay.
I am remembering with you 2004, late part of the year, just before the Christmas season, when I got to meet your sweetness, and you were such a part of the family here and still are after all these years.
And that's a lot, too.
There you go, and you've done so many things. Of course, we were working a magazine at the time when you first started. That was one of your principal duties here besides just being entertaining.
Okay.
And through the years, you've done so much. Stayed in radio a few times, and you've always been in the community. This I know, and I love what you're doing right now with Our Foster Kids. And Our Foster Kids has a great new program, and that's what you are here to shamelessly promote.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So welcome. What is this about?
Well, Our Foster Kids is starting a new program called Our Foster Babies. There are a lot of people that get foster children right from the hospital right after they're born, and they really don't know what they need or what to expect. So what we're trying to do is get this program together to let them know what they need for the new baby. We're not necessarily talking about clothes, but items that you need to
those
take
things,
care of the baby.
The yes. health-related items.
Yes.
Meaning nutrition and things like that as well.
Yes, and things like, well, diaper bags, that kind of thing they know about.
Sure.
But the kinds of creams that they need for new babies and diapers and baby monitors and that sort of thing that people need for new babies.
Things that are proven to be just a real smart thing to have when you're welcoming a new human being.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, we're very familiar with Our Foster Kids, always a very special ministry outreach in the community. And we applaud all that are involved in making sure young people have families to be with and get that opportunity. But this is where it all starts, doesn't it? Right there with the foster babies. I think it's timely and good on y'all. And how did you get roped into this, Susan?
Well, I've been involved with Our Foster Kids for years.
Thought so.
B. Ryan's the founder of it, and I've been involved in their fundraising for quite some time. And we are going to have a tea party on Saturday, August 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's going to be at the Hampton Inns and Suites in the Rogue Room. And it's going to be not necessarily come in and sit down all day. It just come stop by, see what we have.
Okay.
And please bring a donation.
Bring a donation. Here you go.
It can either be, we have a list of items that we would like somebody to bring, or they can donate monetarily.
Money is always good.
Oh, yes.
When it's put in the right place, money is always
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
There you go.
And we make sure that the money that we collect from our foster kids and what we will be getting from our foster babies goes directly to the kids.
That's why you're volunteering.
Exactly.
I know that about you.
Oh, Christmas was absolutely amazing.
I'm so glad.
Christmas gifts to the kids.
I'm just glad you continue to show your heart because, you know, we love you here. You've always been a friend of mine since the first time we shook hands and hugged. And that's the way it'll always be.
I just love kids and people, and I like to do something that I can see them smile.
You can't help yourself, girl. There's the bottom. There's the bottom line. You were created for it. Well, I'm so glad I got to see you again, and I want to, let's do a follow up on this after the tea party on August 9th, right?
It's going to be August the 9th from 2 to 5 p.m.
2 to 5
at Hampton Inn and Suites in the Rogue Room.
Okay,
and that's at 110 Northeast Morgan Lane. And it's also, like I said, it's just you don't have to stay. It's a come by, you know, and
sure.
visit. You can stay as long as you want, but it's something that people will be coming and going.
Sure. You'll probably find somebody you know there, and you'll want to stay and really make it a tea party.
Oh,
plus,
I don't know.
Plus, are you going to be there?
Oh, yes.
See, I had a feeling. Well, I'm going to say this in front of you, because I'll say it behind your back, too, is that if you're there, there's going to be people there, and you're going to have friends around.
Yes, only we won't. I don't think there'll be music and dancing, though.
Oh, well, that means you didn't have anything to do with it, because I know if you did. Maybe she'll get her influence in there yet. Tea party coming on August 9th. Is that a Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Saturday, August 9th, 2 to 5 at the Hampton Inns in the Rogue Room, and that's right off of Morgan Lane. Do I
yes,
got that right?
You certainly
and
do.
And it is introducing a very special program, Our Foster Babies and the Needs That They Have. And we'll have that donation list here, then I'll work that as a PSA. You remember how to do those, right?
Yes, I do. Also, there are drop-off. If you can't make it to the event, you can drop off items at the Umpqua Bank on Williams Highway. Perfect. Or Midrogue Imaging on Hawthorne.
Hawthorne and Hillcrest right there, the big corner.
Yes.
The brick corner, we call it. It's the brick corner. All right.
Yes.
Susan, such a kick. Love you, darling. Thank you for your love in this community. And
thank
for all you.
You
do.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to do a follow-up, so you get an excuse to come on back and hang
okay.
out.
Thank you.
I'll put you behind the mic again. That's all there is to it.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you all for supporting our foster kids these years. Thank you, Bea, for that great heart you put behind that. And let's get to the tea party on Saturday, August 9th. Stay right here.